This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby. First thing I do when I get off the pitch, I'll listen to Casual Lit.
I think I heard the computer laugh at me.
We are so screwed.
I am done with jury duty. The motherfucker's put to death.
Welcome to Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Chris.
Sorry, I was just going to improvise there and decided to finish the metal song.
Ah. Yeah, I was voted on a death penalty.
Hoo-hoo.
Yep.
Dang.
Let me tell you something. Don't fucking steal Smarties from a convenience store. I will get you.
But not for the next 2 years, because you don't have to be on jury for the next 2 years.
Wasn't even an option. Death penalty wasn't. By the time I was done with that judge, death penalty.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't care if you are 4 years old and it's your first time to steal Smarties. you die.
You little piece of shit.
You die.
You don't know the difference between right or wrong? Your parents are to blame. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they're dying too. Yep. Sorry, I forgot.
Sentence your parents and you to death.
Not even sure how that happened. They weren't part of the trial.
I am scorched earthing your family.
I was able to get them involved. It was, judge, they did it too. I'm convicting everybody. I'm the foreman.
So yeah, last week when we talked about that, weren't kidding. Jason actually got picked as juror number 8.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah.
And I was in the same pool of 60 candidates, and he just got the short end of the stick and spent 6 days in trial.
So I found out with my sit down with the defense lawyer, which we're going to detail this more later. We're not going to do it now. We want Rody to be here, which if you can tell, he's not here. But I found out that after where we initially were when they called your name and then two names later was me.
Wait, did you say Roddy's not here?
No.
Will you remember me?
Oh. Goodbye, Roddy. Yeah, I fired him.
Whoa.
I was so angry.
Whoa.
Put little kid to death and fired Roddy.
Shitty.
It's a good day for me.
Good day. Good week
fuck
for
everybody.
Good week for Jason. Kill best friend.
Fuck you all.
Fire best friend. Kill children.
Don't steal Smarties, dude. Those things are like 10 cents a piece.
Smarties, not
if
even
if you don't
once.
Learn that lesson today, what's going to happen when you're 18? Yeah. I'm not even going to let you get there.
I mean, if you did the math right, by the time he's 18, he's going to steal something that costs $2.
Mm-hmm.
Not fucking with that shit.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
No, but
bullshit.
No, you made me lose my train of thought. What did I say before I got really sad and missed Rody?
Something about the way a trial works. Oh, you were talking to the defense
called.
Lawyer.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got to talk to him about something. Oh, because the jury pool. So remember, they called your name when they were doing a here, like we were in grade school.
Uh-huh.
And they called your name, and then three later called me. We were very close together.
Uh-huh.
That was the initial order. When they went back inside after that, someone in there demanded a reshuffle. That's how I landed where I was.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. It's like, oh, shit. So.
Oh, so both of us could have happened to be on it. Or.
No, we were in the back. It was an order.
Oh, really?
We were in the back. We both would have been on that back row.
Oh.
But they demanded a reshuffle, so they do it like a lottery, he said. They were like, put a ball in there. I was like, oh, damn. As far as shuffling goes. Jury doesn't. And for those of you that think, oh, I'm in the they can't pick you. And it was so funny because people kept asking, why'd you pick me? And he was like, we didn't pick you. He had to say that like 4 times. I was like,
they cannot pick you.
No, yep. They can strike you. Yeah, get rid of you. So you say something they don't like, oh, by the way, I love Smarties. Bam, struck.
Yep.
They don't want you on the thing because you're going to put that kid to death.
Right.
What I did was just lie. I hate all candy equally.
Then they were like, cool, this guy wins.
Yep.
He's going on the jury.
And actually, the back two rows are more likely not to get picked, too.
Yep.
Yeah, no, the further back you are in the order, the less likely you are to get picked.
Jay was like 4 from the back.
I was 53 of 60.
60, yeah.
Jason was number 13. And like 4 people on the front row spoke up like the entire time, because if you ask more questions, or if you answer more questions, you are less likely to get picked.
Yep. But it was so dumb. Now that I know the trial, the question, the way they were answering, no one was answering the questions like "get me out."
No,
no, I was like, "You're answering the questions the way they would want you to." Except for that one lady. There was only one real. He said there was only one real one that they were like, "Get that person out of here." He didn't say it like that. No,
Right.
That's why I'm afraid to talk about it, sort of. We're going to talk about it. Like I said, we're going to have a little separate episode where we're going to talk all about it. It's going to be fun. We're going to do a true crime podcast. We're going to do the dark, scary intro and all that stuff.
Ooh.
Case of the Smarties. I'm listening to Trace Evidence again. It's just so fucking like, it shouldn't be as entertaining as it is, but it's just so dark. There's dark music playing the whole time, and they're like, Linda went to the store. And never came back.
There was a hair on her pubes.
It's just
so
scary.
How'd you find that?
And then you're listening to it, and you're like, this is scary, and you just keep listening to it. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, like you do.
But anyways, we're going to do a true crime podcast.
And now that I have my phone plugged in, you want me to look up the Mortal Kombat sound board?
No.
No?
Go do that again?
No.
I will quit.
No, you don't do it?
But, damn it, the defense got questions. Oh, yeah, the jury gets remixed, so we would have technically both got out if whoever it was didn't demand.
And we could have gone and ate lunch that day and then been done with it.
Oh, but I'm.
But now, but then you wouldn't have served your civic duty and felt as good as you do about it.
And it wouldn't have been a foreman.
That's true.
That was awesome. And I did. People would not believe me, but I did convince two people to change their mind. And being the foreman, I got to speak the most, which was awesome. And it was weird because
Did you actually talk to the judge like face to face?
I'm not really a shy person, I guess. I'm not, am I?
No.
I can be, especially. I
think nerves can get the best of
I'm
you.
I'm only shy when it's like a really hot girl.
Hmm.
I still, that's so weird. I get clammy immediately.
Really?
It's like, oh shit, this girl's so hot.
Is that why you get so clammy around me?
Sweating right now in the armpits.
Oh, no, I can see it.
But no, I just, and it, I wasn't nervous. That was weird too, because then when she came in there, she was like, oh, by the way, who's the foreman? Oh, yeah, you have to speak in front of the court. And I was like, okay. And I got up and was like, yep, that's what we picked. And yeah, yep.
Was like the whole back of the court full, like people watching?
No, there was like two people watching.
Oh.
One of them was an insurance adjuster. We finally found that out because he kept coming in there staring at us. So we were all nervous about it. And he, turns out he was just trying to make sure, he was trying to get a read of us, because if they were losing, they might have settled.
Oh.
Which doesn't make sense, because the defense guy was like, I think we were losing. He's like, you guys are killing me, Smalls.
Wow.
You're fucking killing me.
So that was your life literally all last week and then part of this week, huh?
That's weird too, man, because when we, those people that I was with, no, I don't think anybody was under 40 except for me. But it was really weird. Like, it's weird. You shut yourself off from the rest of the world completely. And then you're with all these people, and then it's over. Like, 2 or 3 days probably wouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
But 6, it was weird. It was,
did you like, to be friends with these people?
I feel like you should have. No one really got anybody's number, but we all went to lunch together. We all talked. We all hung out. Huh. And then just, it was weird. Like, it's so, like, imagine spending,
felt like you built a family.
Yeah, 60 hours together and then just poof, gone, over.
It's being like at summer camp.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's a good point, Chris.
Oh, Jason went to camp.
Yes,
Jason
did.
Went to court camp.
It's a good point.
Court camp.
But anyways, we're done with this. You will get an episode soon. Trust me, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going to promote that to my friends and family. Like, family. I'm gonna be like, hey, you want to, people are going to ask me questions. I'll be like, wait and listen to the podcast, and they're going
to
ask.
Do you
want
to listen to a podcast that I will let you listen to because it's not dirty and gross like most of it? Because Jason's going to be minding his P's and Q's, then listen to this one.
As long as you're okay with children getting the death penalty,
I'm fine with it.
Make sure of that first. And let's not pretend here that I didn't sentence a 4-year-old to death for stealing Smarties. And the weird part is, we didn't have to debate. I was just like, nope, death penalty. Judge was like, y'all go back there. And I was like, we don't need to talk about it. Kill this son of a bitch. So you can't say that. And I was like, just did.
I plead the fifth.
And the mom was like, I'll just.
1, 2, 3, 4, fifth.
I'll just slap his hand. I was like, not good enough.
Murder.
Kill that.
Murder.
The future does not look good for us if we let little children steal Smarties. So kill them.
Kill them. Kill them.
Death by Smarties.
Chris, do we have my favorite podcast? Can we go ahead and listen to that?
We do.
Oh, sweet. If you guys don't know, this is Casually Late, my favorite podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit shows. My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by The Sunrise. The Sunrise.
This is Chris.
Hey, when was the last time you saw The Sunrise? Jason jumps right into jury duty chat, an issue that may or may not get him in hot legal water. But casually lit will do as casually lit will do, and they will push boundaries. This is also the week that Chris returns from his wanton trip to Vegas, but we'll discuss that a little bit later on.
Oh boy.
First, we talk about how Jason loves malty beers and raspberry beers, and then we stumble upon the casually lit million-dollar idea of the week, creme de menthe aged in whiskey barrels.
Okay.
I've heard on the side that the creme de menthe really peaks at about 8 months. Later on, we get Jay's PSA of the week. Check yourself for skin cancer. What can it hurt? Check yourself for skin cancer.
It's true.
And then, yeah, we talk a lot about Vegas and strippers. Probably 45 minutes dedicated to Vegas and strippers.
That. I know he loved it.
So without any further ado, friends and neighbors, let's get to it. This week's joke of the week goes to, and I'm so happy to say this, Jason Tyree.
No.
For one of the funniest things I've ever heard on the Casually Lit show. When he waits for a beat and then says, y'all want to talk about Nebraska first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's legitimately laughing.
I'm leaving it in.
That was funny.
Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week.
Funny.
Thank you so much for listening to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit show. My name is Michael Harper, and as always, we're hashtag triggered by Chris.
Speaking of Nebraska furniture, I got my TV stand delivered. You guys saw it. It looks pretty nice, yeah. Right? Right?
Is that where Nebraska Furniture Mart came in? Okay. All right.
Because we went there, I was like, we were talking about nothing. I was just like, holy shit, this is derailing. You guys want to talk about Nebraska Furniture Mart? And everybody lost it. Rody, yeah. And then you made fun of me.
Yep.
But what never came out on the show, and since Rody's not here to defend himself,
he was there. Oh, nerd.
Rody was there with me.
Shopping in Nebraska Furniture Mart. The Furniture Mart of Nebraskanians.
That's
everywhere.
Awesome that he busted out laughing. Thank you, Michael. I humbly accept this award. Fuck you. I win, Chris.
That's
see
not
how
humble
I am?
That's not very
see
humble.
How humble I am?
I am no winner.
Humble.
You will never win again. Actually, I think Chris has like 8 to my 1 and to Rody's 1. Have you gotten one?
Yeah, I've had 2.
You got jokes,
one
Luis?
Or two.
You got
one
a couple
two.
Of those things?
This is a place of acceptance. Now get the hell out.
That's yeah. I'm so proud of my Nebraska farm.
We only accept you now because you do have one.
I just have to say out loud dad things that I do, like, this weekend I clean my garage. That's not that funny, but I did do that. That's what I did. And it sucked.
Yeah.
Pulled the cars out and completely cleaned it out. It's hard work.
You did manual labor?
Yep. Research where to put my grill because I got to get a grill case for it and put it in the backyard where grills go.
Yeah.
Just lots of man stuff.
A grill case?
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Yeah. You put the cover on it.
It's a cover.
Yeah.
No case. Grill cover. Unless there's a hard covered case that.
We can get those little plastic storage buildings they have at Home Depot. Yeah. They look like they're like Legos almost.
Yep.
Like, so cheap.
This is just a home for my grill.
Yeah. And then as soon as a wind tunnel comes, it just blows it away.
That's right.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, that's not the plan. Not my plan. But yeah, I got a lot of adult things to do.
That's crazy. I never thought you would. Well, I mean, now you own a house, so you got to.
You don't have a choice. Yeah.
You got to.
I had to go up in the attic and visit my AC unit like 37 times this weekend. So
why?
Because I changed, so there's two options in this house. You can do we have two
air returns.
Yeah, thank you. I knew that now. Air returns.
For the
filters.
We
have two of them. So you can put the filters here, or you can go up in the attic and put the filter in the actual unit, and it's like a freaking 3-inch filter.
Oh, the big HEPA one? Yeah. Those things are expensive.
They gave us one of those for free.
Okay.
But we already had two down. They gave us two down here for free, too, so when these two were full. And it was too late because I set the alarm for the day they needed to be changed instead of a week before. So I was like, change your filters.
And I was like, I don't have filters. So what I'll do is I'll take these two filters out, go up there and use the one they gave me for free. Yeah. So I'll go up there, put it in there, seal it off. There's nowhere telling you where the air should go, which direction. But I knew, I figured it out. I know it was right.
The airflow?
Yeah, and I came down here, turned the AC on, and it was whistling like nobody's business.
Yeah?
So when I researched, why is it whistling? It said, because it's not getting enough air. I was like...
Oh, because the filter is too thick?
I guess. I went up there. So what I had to do was, actually what I did do was pretty much left it up there. Well, I went up there and tried to listen for it up there because I heard it down here. Uh-huh. Went back up there listening for it. Didn't hear it. Come back down here. Could hear it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I just turned it down to, instead of like 68 where we usually keep it, I put it at 74. So he slept kind of uncomfortable, which is fine. And then I was like, I'll just buy filters the next day. And then I bought filters the next day, put them in. But now it's whistling, not as loud, but a tiny bit. But then I'm like, it's probably always whistled. I just never heard it because I didn't care.
Right. And now you've noticed it and you can't not notice it. Yeah.
So I found out the grill over here. So when you open the grill.
Yeah.
There's no whistling. When you put the grill up there, it's whistling. And then I pushed my hand up on the grill as hard as I could. No whistling.
So oh, so it's vibrating loose. Just yeah. a little bit. Yep.
So I need to fix that.
Good luck. I don't have an answer for you on that because mine vibrates in the all summer
gotta
do, period.
You just got to put some kind of grip tape around them so when you put it up there, it's snug. And it won't vibrate anymore. That's some true. Electrical, even if it's just, electrical tape's kind of thick, even duct tape's kind of thick. Just something thick all around it so it'll be harder to close. Uh-huh. But once you get it closed, it ain't moving.
That's true.
Yep.
That's hashtag truth.
I just have, and I didn't Google that. That's pretty smart. I mean, that's not smart. That's just got to jam something. You can take a piece of cardboard and jab it in there if you
Jason,
want to.
You just taught me something about houses, which I'd never, ever thought in a million years that would ever happen.
No.
So, kudos.
So, yeah, I've got to do that. But luckily, it's the return that's all the way over here by the guest room. And it's not that loud. It's just once you, I hate once I hear something. I have a problem with imperfections really bad. I bought a brand new belt buckle and got a tiny scratch on it and ordered a new one. I'm so pissed about it.
What the fuck?
I just don't. I just don't deal with imperfections, man. Like the phone, like a there was a scratch on my watch, and I about had a heart attack, but I was able to buff it out. It's weird, man.
Wow,
I don't know what that is.
That's super anal, is what that is.
Hate that. Hate it.
That's super anal.
Like there's a dent in the wall, I'm like freaking out. We gotta fix this. But I've actually gotten more comfortable with that, to where when I hit the wall, I'm just like, well, that sucks, and just move on with my life.
Right. So, do we want to talk about this? Beer that we drink. I think we should, because it's a really rare beer and your wife got it for you for
we drank my Valentine's Day present.
Jason had a beer.
Donald Trump. No. Donald Trump's my president. It's the quadruple barrel Big Bad Baptist. So apparently it was put in four different barrels. Imperial Stout, aged in whiskey and rum barrels with roasted cacao nibs. Almond flavor.
Cacao.
Cacao nibs. Almond flavor. Yep, hate it. Barrel-aged coffee beans, barrel-aged coconut, and barrel-aged almond.
Damn.
So, it's greatness, though.
It was, it poured out like a syrup.
Yep.
It'd be good, and that'd be good with, make a float, like a vanilla ice cream float with that.
Sign me up for that.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
You gonna bring back the soundboard? No, thank you.
You didn't like the soundboard?
No, I did. I liked it.
I did too.
Until Rhodey turned it into all bites of us. I used to give him a messing with him. I was like, I hate it because I can't tell who's talking.
We do say a lot of funny things that he cut up, though.
Yes, he did a great job. And it was a bunch of me and David mainly.
Right.
And Chris. Some of it was Chris, too.
Sword and scale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who was that that said sword and scale? You, right?
Me, yeah. That's me.
Anyways. But no, he did a great job and it was good stuff. But when I brought up bringing it back, he was kind of like, meh.
He don't want to run it.
He
didn't talk nearly as much when he was running it because he was paying attention to it.
True that. Now we're getting a lot of Rhodey's opinions.
Yep. Too bad. A lot of his. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that wrong? Should I not have said that?
Hey, guys.
Bring right, that Jason, back. Your turn. Come on. Come on. Try to do Rhodey.
Absolutely not.
Hi, my name is Rhodey. That's Jason's impression.
You want me to do the Rhodey impression? I beat your ass. I'd have sex with you.
This is Rhodey. This is Rhodey.
Must clarify.
Yeah.
This is how Rhodey talks.
This is how Rhodey talks.
I make fun of myself when I talk Russian. And fuck you, Jordan. I do better Russian voice. Oh, Jordan. Controllers and keyboards, they were... He was like, I can do Russian like Jason. And I was like, God damn it. God damn it. That's all I got. I am the dice guy at the club. The dice move, that's all he's got. The Russian accent, that's all he's got. Yeah.
What's the dice move?
You remember Knocked Up with Seth Rogen, and you like, that's all he's like. Oh, he's doing a dice move. That's all he has.
Yep.
Doesn't he do the lawnmower too?
Rolling dice. Yep. Yeah. Oh shit! Shaking ass while moving like a gypsy. Stop. Oh something something. Now let me see them hip swing.
Yep.
Oh shit. Yep.
Oh shit. That's a good song.
Oh blah 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 blah.
Since I got my phone plugged in, we can play that.
But say.
I also don't know.
What's the name of the song?
Pop Swing? I don't know.
It's Swing, but I can't remember who it's by, which is funny. It's a weird name, man. You just type in Let Me See Them Hit Swing.
That's what I was thinking.
It'll tell you who it is. I am good at Googling.
Chris isn't.
Oh, damn, Chris. Shots fired. There you go.
Faster than you.
What's the name?
What's that, Chris?
There it is.
Savage.
Savage. And I know it starts out with, oh shit. Hope this is not the censored version.
Right. This is the Jesus approved.
This is the kids bop version. Ready?
Oh shit, shaking ass while moving like a gypsy. Stop. So now let me see them hips swing. All right. Quit that before we have to pay him royalties.
Yeah, quit. Quick before.
We owe Swayze $30. God damn it.
We don't have $30, though.
GoFundMe.
It's just Savage, but it's not 21 Savage. Oh,
yeah, because 21, he comes at you 21 times more Savage.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
21 times more Savage than that?
You just got Savage, and you got 21 Savage. 21 Savage be coming at you like Savage.
Yep.
He's also got a 12-car garage with only 6 cars.
You know what's bad? This is going to be a bad transition. But we were just listening to our
what
best.
What did you just say?
I just ignored it.
Okay, so did I. Probably for the best.
I just try not to help him out with this joke of the week stuff.
It was a 21 Savage song.
There it is. Oh.
It's that album we did with, the hell's that douche name? Guy you hate, Jason. White rapper.
That's a long list. Oh, no, don't you bring up
Post the Malone.
I don't hate him as much as Machine Gun Kelly. Which I got a confession to make. I wish we had some confession music.
What about Lil Xan?
I don't want to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it. So I watched The
confession
Dirt
music?
On Netflix.
I did too.
Confession music?
I was watching this terrible ass movie. It was terrible, Chris.
Honestly, yeah, it was pretty bad, but it was kind of fun. Kind of like just a turn off your brain kind of
shitty.
Was
it the one that Chris said was a good movie last week?
It definitely made Motley Crue look like a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah, it definitely made Nikki Sixx look like a huge
All they did
dick.
Was drugs and fuck girls. There was lots of girls in there, but...
Naked.
I'm watching this movie and I was like, who's this asshole playing Tommy Lee? Because he's kind of a douche. He's not a very good actor either.
Was it Tommy Lee?
Yeah, no, it was much worse. It was Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh.
God damn. So cool. I hate Machine Gun Kelly so much.
Why?
Oh my god, he's so terrible, dude. You should listen to any of his rap. It's so fucking... Just type in Machine Gun Kelly and the number one video that'll pop up is the one with him dissing Eminem.
Well, I was gonna... So the reason I wanted to plug my phone in was you just segued into it if I can play this play this for you.
I hate MGK, Jay.
I'm not playing MGK.
I'm dealing with this. I'm dealing with this right now.
Is a new...
Lovey.
Lil V.
If it's not,
get back.
If it's not Soldier Boy doing Zelda, I don't want anything to do with it. God dang, man.
Looks like a palm tree.
Look at the wrist when I dip and I fuck on the bitch and I suck on the tit and she suck on my dick and I eat the neck, then I dress and I drip. Yeah, fuck on the bitch in the world. Yeah, then I go dab on the bitch. Yeah, then I go dab on the bitch when I look at the wrist and I fuck on the bitch and I.
I got a whole another minute and 39 of that. If you want to get down on
if
it,
if I could understand a word, I can. I'm getting like every second word.
He's fucking on bitches.
I go down
he's
on the bitch
down
and
on
I
bitches.
Eat a bitch and I wanted a bitch and
yep,
I told her to like this and I da da ba da da ba da 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 da.
And he looks like a purple palm tree.
Yes, he does.
Lil V.
Little V.
Lil
V. L-I-L-V.
Is that Jay's up and coming raps?
Look at the rapper, I dab on a bitch, yeah. Then we go water wheel, yeah. Then I go fuck on.
Then we go water wheel. I don't know what a water wheel is.
While we're on the subject of rappers recording in hotel rooms, because that's what that sounds like.
It's probably what it is. Might be his mom's bedroom, or his bedroom at his mom's house.
Lil Wayne, I don't know if it was a documentary. I don't even know how I came across it, but it was him recording the lyrics for Swagger Like Us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. And he was doing it in a hotel room. It was the actual recording, and he was doing it in a hotel room with the mic all set up and everything. And then he was freestyling, just like they say he does. He was doing just like I would do. He was like, da, 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 and he would say something that he didn't like, and he'd be like, and he would rewind and start over. It was crazy.
Really?
I watched it for like 5 minutes. It was pretty interesting.
Huh.
Because he would do his little thing, and then if he liked it, he would keep going, and then he would say two words that he didn't like, and he would bend over, rewind, and do it again. I was like, wow. So no, there were no lyrics in his hand. Because people have always said they've said for years that he freestyles everything on his album, all of it, and that he just goes back and has to write the words down after
so that
he's
can redo it
so he can learn them.
Yeah.
It's like, no way. I still don't. I'm just like, wow. And I was watching him. I was like, okay, maybe he does.
Because
he would say a whole sentence, not like it, rewind it, redo it with a different sentence. It was crazy.
What about Fred Durst?
What about him?
Is he freestyle?
No. Okay. He spends hours writing songs like, I did it all for the Nookie, Jay. That takes a lot of time and
Chris,
patience.
This is where you're supposed to be pulling up the
lyrical genius videos.
You know how long it takes to say a pack of chainsaw? That's a fucking great line.
And then I skin your ass raw.
Drop bombs. It's like, hold on, everybody. I just wrote this. What? I just might break your fucking face tonight.
Give me something to break.
And everybody was like, holy shit, that's gold.
Give me something to break.
That's gold, Fred. I tell you what, you're going to make millions.
You're going to make it in this town, see?
There goes that baseball announcer, Jay. I love it. Make you do a whole podcast in that voice.
I can do it.
He's going down the third.
It would get way annoying. It would get way annoying.
You can do that voice and I'll do this one. We'll just be like, yeah, let's go. See? What I'm trying to say, see?
Just the old man from the 40s podcast.
I'm going to make you do a shadow. The shadow knows. So it was like 20 years ago, I had a cassette tape from old radios from the shadow where they did the diorama, right?
We had those too, Jay. Don't you remember? We used to listen to.
Wasn't that called the radio diorama, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have no idea.
Diaphragma?
Diarrhea?
The radio diaphragm?
But no, it was they would do plays, basically plays with narration and everything on the radio, the old transistor, you know. Yeah. And they were the shadow. It was about the shadow, the guy that turned invisible. The shadow knows, and we would listen to it, and it was crazy. It was a voice just like that.
Huh.
Reading all these. The shadow come into the room and do this and that and this and that, and you don't even know what's coming up. Oh, here we go. Oh,
I don't remember it.
Holy shit. Is that the intro?
I think so.
Yep. Dude, is there a whole... We need to find a whole episode. God, it's awesome.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
The shadow knows. Here it comes.
The shadow knows.
There's our intro.
Local present.
There's our intro.
The shadow
knows. Just put that with some metal at the end. That's it.
The shadow knows. See, it wasn't crazy. Thanks, Chris, for backing me up. Yeah.
Or I can just learn those things and say them in my 40s man voice.
Babe Ruth hits a home run. Why Marvel killed Loki. YouTube is 90%.
Jason's not even paying attention to the fact that he's doing a podcast anymore. He's just like, I'm looking at the suggested videos on the side of the YouTube.
I was going somewhere. YouTube is 90% bullshit. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, for sure.
Can't stand it.
Clickbait.
So fucking dumb. Why Marvel killed Loki? Because Tom Hiddleston wanted $1 million. But wait, they're bringing him back for a series, so your whole entire argument is stupid. Look, and then what's worse, like, I'm notorious for just looking at the length of a video. I might see a subject that I'm interested in, and it'll say 10 minutes. Like, nah, bro.
If it's 2.5 minutes, I'll be like, I got 2.5 minutes.
I could watch 2.5 minutes worth of a video over something that I want to watch.
But if it's like 20, 30 minutes, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I am not fucking with this.
I got time for that.
This video does not fuck.
Definitely not with me. I don't care about that business. I'm wondering if our boy Michael from Casually Late Podcast, he's the host. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to that. Host
of Casually Late?
Yes.
Michael Harper. I
love that show.
Also, dude, the head brewer at Funky Picnic. Don't fucking say wicker. That's what he said one time. I don't understand it. But...
wicker basket from picnicking.
Yep. I understand, but okay.
So what happens if Yogi Bear shows up to Funky Picnic?
Oh, well, then Michael's probably going to fight a bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Like, fist fight a fucking bear.
There's your YouTube video cut. Michael fights a bear.
Hey, boo-boo, we'll get a picnic a basket. I'm not even...
And then you just see I'm Michael, so much like, trouble. Superman punch from above.
I did see him fight the wavy flagging man person. Oh, it's the amazing flagging man person, the thing that blows in the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael fought it, saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wacky inflatable tube man?
Yep. He did on the Instagram of Funky Picnic.
Huh.
Yeah, recently. I was like, Michael tried to punch him. Or they were dancing. Maybe it was a fight or a dance. I'm not sure.
Was it a dance-off?
Maybe. It might have been. He was, the inflatable tube man was wearing a Funky Picnic t-shirt, so I'm not sure why the head brewer was trying to fight him. I think that's kind of...
counterintuitive?
I don't want to call him out. But it's kind of messed up. He just wants to be a fan of the, you know, he's like, I like your beer. Fuck you. Get out of my door.
I don't like your beer.
Although there was no sound, so he might not have been saying the F word. I apologize if you weren't. I apologize. I just assumed.
Yeah.
Usually when you're fighting, somebody is saying the F word.
Well, unless you're fighting somebody who's really, like, into church.
Church fight? What's a church
fight? Church fight!
I need to know this now. What's a church fight like?
You have to use no cuss words, but talk trash at the same time. I'm crudding serious, man. Freaking for real.
I love Jesus more than you do.
Frickle fraggle, I swear to geez.
Oh my god, I swear to geez. I'm not sure who is geez exactly.
I swear to gosh.
I swear to... That sounds like a bad episode of Scooby-Doo.
Swearing to gosh?
I swear to joinkers. I swear
to...
Oh, now I can't find the damn video. That's how my life works. I talk all this shit, now I can't find the video. I know it was there. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. I think it was on their stories. And it's hard to get back to Facebook stories. Facebook stories is stupid. Hate it.
Sure. Hate it. Look up church fights now.
Hate it. Anyways.
Churchfights.com.
It was a yellow inflatable tube man. Maybe he just doesn't like yellow people. I don't know.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I really hope he corrects me on next week's show. He's like, see, what I was doing was inviting the inflatable tube man in.
I was trying to drag him through the doors, not fight him.
But he was wearing your shirt. Explain that.
You know what the bad part is? He probably lost the fight.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this question right here. Okay. Well, how do you feel about memes that go viral? It's getting annoying.
Like the Pooh Bear one right now?
Yeah, the Pooh Bear.
Yep. God damn it. Can you explain the Pooh Bear meme vocally? Is that hard? Without
Chris,
I think like it's an orgasm.
I literally just saw the first one today, but
I saw like 50 today. It's just Pooh. Like it looked like he was in like a collared shirt.
Yeah,
and just looking off, real smug looking. And it was like, I don't know. There were a whole bunch of fun ones. So what about them? You don't like memes that go viral?
No. Did you see like 2 weeks ago was the stupid Shaggy thing, where Shaggy was like Super Saiyan and could beat everybody's ass, and Shaggy was the best from Scooby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So there were all these Shaggy memes, but I can kill anybody. And it was just, oh my God.
Come on.
Well, the new one right now that's going around is Ant-Man crawling up Thanos' ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
It's so fucking...
That's the only way that they're going to kill Thanos.
Dumb. And people just...
Yeah, I saw that.
It sucks when you follow groups that you're into. You're like, I love this group. I know Mike. Yeah, I'm so afraid to talk about being old people because Michael's like, hey, you bunch of old fuckers.
Yep. And Jason again this week complains about the younger generation.
I can't understand it. Oh, I'm so mad. Like,
you are that old man now, by the way.
The New York Giants subreddit about 3 months ago got taken over by water towers, and all those kids thought it was the funniest thing ever. They're just posting pictures of water towers. And I was like, this isn't funny. And it was, and they were upvoting it, loving it. And I was like, God damn it. And now this, I don't think this Ant-Man crawling up Thanos' ass and expanding is funny at all. But all of my Marvel groups that I follow is flooded with this.
Yeah, because it is funny.
I don't think it is.
I guess I shouldn't have posted that meme in the podcast chat.
You did. I know you did.
Oh, is this a butthole for ants?
It's like, God damn.
Yes. Fuck yes.
I just don't think it's funny. And I'm like, but it's not just because of this. It's because it's been like the last 3 months. It feels like I'm seeing these viral memes now. And I'm like, oh, so annoying. The Pooh Bear one, I've seen it too. Yeah. I can't remember what the meaning is behind it, but I was like,
I don't either.
Like condescending or whatever. But I'm just like, I don't like it. I don't like it. So I don't like it when it takes over. And memes, when they take over, they take over.
There's always trending memes. It's almost like once a month, a new meme comes up, and it's the trending meme for the month. And there's a bunch of different versions of it. And the Weird Flex Bro was a real fun. I loved the Weird Flex Bro. Like that one, shit, that was my jam for a good bit, minute. There's another one recently.
Like the Pikachu meme.
Yeah, that one's kind of funny.
You like that one?
With the wow face. With
open mouth.
Yeah.
But that's not the same as like posting a million different memes of Ant-Man crawling up Thanos' ass. The Pikachu one is where you post something dumb, and then you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Girl goes to the mall, buys stuff, and then Pikachu's face like, ooh, that's funny to me.
Right.
I dig that. Plus, it's like that. I don't dig that at all, Chris.
It's Ant-Man going up Thanos' urethra. Yeah.
Thanos going, oh!
You should have gone for the head. Oh, I get it now.
The dickhead.
All right.
And it's all because the Russo brothers were like, no, that's not gonna happen, and started the whole thing. The Russo brothers are the director of Endgame.
Oh, okay.
And they said, no, Ant-Man's not going up Thanos' ass to kill him.
Yeah, that would be the dumbest thing ever.
God.
No, he will go subatomic and go through his skin holes.
Pores.
And not even pores. If you're subatomic, you go between the atoms.
God then, damn, Jay. Watch out.
Then he finds his mom in the realm.
Thanos' mom or Ant-Man's mom?
No, Ant-Man's mom. And then they both expand and blow off Thanos' arms. Then he can't use his glove. Boom.
Gauntlet.
I wish we still had the thing
from
Billy Madison. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Everyone in the room is no dumber
for having heard you say that.
What? That's what it started. What I you word, just said. Yeah. Love
that. I award you it. No points. May God have mercy on your soul.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Let me see if I can Google that.
That was one of the best things ever, man. God, Billy Madison, you kick ass. The only good thing about Adam Sandler, although his little 100% Fresh or whatever, the stand-up thing on Netflix, never watched it, but every Friday, so albums come out on Fridays now, and I wake up and see what new albums came out.
Introducing them. I hate this phone.
Is that advertisements?
Yes.
Jeez, pay the $5.99 for YouTube Plus, dude.
Really?
No, yeah. You get no advertisements.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that can be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's to you, Jay.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine, but
you remain one.
Fuck. I was just instantly reminded why I hate Adam Sandler so much.
Because of his voice?
That little kid voice.
Boy, so,
it's
But anyways, his album, so the 100% Fresh.
Better not talk about him that way.
The 100% Fresh album came out, and there's a song that he did to Chris Farley on there, and if you don't get a little misty, something's wrong with you.
Is it the one that he did on his special on Netflix?
It's so, yeah, it's like, phew.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good.
I miss you, Chris Farley, so much.
Yeah. So, well, they were like best friends.
Yep.
Farley was way funnier than Sandler was, but he was dragging Sandler along, and then when he died, Sandler just tried to fill that spot. Money-wise, he did.
Yep.
But
it was funny, when, in that song, he's like, if you were still here, we'd be making Grown Ups 3. Oh, damn. I love you so much. Yeah, that guy. He's still my favorite comedian. No one's passed him for me. I'm dead serious. Chris Farley's really, still my favorite comedian. Dude, when you go watch just two or three old skits like Matt Foley, what's funnier than Matt Foley?
Well, young kid,
what do you want to do with your life?
Yeah, skit comedy, he was the king.
That Beverly Hills Ninja was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
No, I didn't like it.
Tommy Boy, dude. I stand by Tommy Boy, and of course,
Black Sheep.
A lot of people don't like Almost Heroes, but I stand by that movie. I think it's great.
I never even saw it.
Is that the one where he falls down a hill?
Yep. Yeah. No, that's a Black Sheep.
Oh, it's Black Sheep.
Yeah, Black Sheep. He goes, every vote counts, and then he falls off.
Oh, like, my God, new guys in the corner puking his guts out.
Damn it, I love Tommy Boy. Yeah, I love Chris Farley. But yeah, when you go back and watch his old highlights on Saturday Night Live, it's like, holy shit, I wish I was a little more older.
Can you say that? Older.
I wish I was older, a little bit older then, maybe like 2 years, and could have appreciated it more. I remember watching Saturday Night Live just because that's what kids did.
Littering Hand.
Didn't really watch it though, you know. It was like, okay, cool. We had freaking we had Will Ferrell, Chris, all these people, dude. We missed
when they first started too.
We were at the golden age of Saturday Night Live, and we didn't even know it.
No, we didn't.
It's like
It's the generation before us that were like, that was the golden age of, yeah.
Now Saturday Night
Live. Eddie Murphy?
Weird.
Fucking Eddie Murphy?
It's weird now. It's just that Pete Davidson guy. It's the only person.
And he's like...
And Keenan. I love Keenan. I think it was Chris that said he hates Keenan, right? Who said they hated Keenan?
I don't hate Keenan.
Someone said that recently.
He's been on for so long.
Yeah.
So long. At least he still has a job, though. That's good.
Yeah, and he's bringing back all that on Nickelodeon.
Is he?
Is he really?
Yep.
Is he the dad now of a character?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Do you ever watch the stand-up stuff on Netflix, ever?
Nope.
I love stand-up stuff. I just do. And I've been watching a lot of stuff. You ever heard Bert Kreischer? He's the guy with the shirt off all the time.
I know he does
the machine one. That one's really good. And then I watched one last night. Nate something or other, but he's a guy from Nashville, and his delivery is funny as shit to me. Misty hated it.
Oh!
But the delivery, he's just real, calm about things, and just really very much like this, like, and it's just, his delivery is fucking spot on. It's Nate B.R.
Bagatze?
Yes.
Bagatze.
Yeah, his shit is funny.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, I don't think I've known. Sounds familiar, but couldn't recognize him.
Yeah,
but as soon as Netflix decided to give Amy Schumer now two specials, go fuck yourself.
We watched that one.
Yep, good pregnant. For you. Hope you enjoyed it.
It wasn't that funny. Misty laughed her balls off.
I bet she did.
Her ovaries off.
I hope she cannot.
You know, she got married to an autistic guy.
Yeah, good for her. Too bad he didn't kill her.
With his dick.
Fucking hate that chick so
much. Do you really?
Much,
that
dude.
Bad, huh?
Oh, she makes me want to bang my head in the floor. I don't understand why. I cannot stand Amy Schumer. Nothing's funny. It's dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
You didn't like that movie with her and...
Only Bill Hader and LeBron James. LeBron James saved that movie. I hated LeBron James because he wasn't on the Lakers then, but then I watched the movie and I was like, God damn it, he's funny. God damn it.
So he's a funny actor.
But she is not funny. There's nothing funny about her. I fucking hate her. She's dry. She's stupid. And she's so fake feminist. She's like, I'm all about feminism until it doesn't benefit her.
Damn, Jason. Tell us how you really feel.
Just read about her. She steals jokes, but she doesn't get as much trouble as Carlos Mencia does.
He's not a thing anymore because of that.
No, like, but she does the same. Gone. Like, you should watch Joe Rogan. There's a thing from his podcast and him talking about Amy Schumer stealing jokes. But, I don't know. Carlos Mencia. He's back, though. That dude's trying to do stuff again.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he was funny.
I did, too. I didn't care if that whole stealing joke stuff. That's crazy. That's some crazy stuff when you think about it. Back then when there was not much internet, that dude was like straight up going to places and stealing people's shit in person. He wasn't YouTubing
like,
it.
He's like, he's got like a recorder with a cassette just holding it up. Fucking recording people's jokes.
What are you doing over there? Nothing.
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 Nothing. Okay. That's how Carlos Mencia talks. I don't even remember. It's been so long since I've even...
Mind of Mencia.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing.
Uh-huh.
He was a big deal.
And I saw...
Fuck.
I think... Was Dave Chappelle in dirt? Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah. He found the singer laying in the ground. And he walked over there and picked him up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, that's Dave Chappelle. He's ripped and old. He's like huge up... He's like all stocky up top now.
Yeah, he's
jelly. But his face looks like he's 90.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, Dave Chappelle. But yeah. He looks like
he is not taking care of himself.
Looks like he bench press all of us in this room. It's like, holy shit. He's like all stocky up top.
No, he's swole.
But I couldn't believe he was in the movie. I was like, why is he in this dirt movie? This doesn't make any sense.
What is the dirt?
The Motley Crue movie.
Oh, okay.
The not documentary, but
mockumentary
showed what they did in all
it
their life.
More of a mockumentary than it was a dark. And then I was laughing so hard because I found out that was directed by Jeff Tremaine, who was pretty much 80% responsible for Jackass. It's like, well, this makes a whole lot of sense now. I'm surprised Johnny Knoxville didn't have a cameo in it.
Probably did. He's probably in the crowd.
But yeah, there's just some Dave Chappelle action.
Damn, he is jacked.
Yep. Look at, oh damn, hold that skateboarder a little tighter, dude.
God.
Yeah, so that's exactly, see, he looks like he's 90 in the face.
Uh-huh.
And then the body of a 45-year-old.
Face busted.
Yeah, I'm like, face oh, broke. He's a paper bag.
But that body, though.
That's what he's, or butterface. Everything but her face. God. We're not allowed to think about anybody that way. Yeah. But men can be butter faces too. Just throwing that out there.
Did you know that men who lived in Spain 4,500 years ago left almost no male genetic legacy for today? Never passed it down. They didn't have strong enough sperm. Didn't make it.
So there's no Spanish people?
Not the ones from 4,500 years ago.
That sucks.
Yeah, so the original Spaniards.
Were all female?
Yeah, they didn't pass it on.
Weird. So Columbus, wasn't Columbus an original Spaniard?
Well, that was 1492. That was only like hundreds of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
In 1492.
So we're Columbus talking about Cortez.
The day after school.
What?
In 1492, Columbus got us the day off school. Yep.
That's South Park.
Yep.
I had no idea about that, Jay. Thank you for that interesting fact.
It's not really a fact. I mean, it's a fact, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of interesting facts, there was this guy in the UK that went in to get his bladder looked at with a camera.
Is this story going to take 15 more minutes?
No. And they gave him a circumcision instead.
Ah.
Fucked up thing is they're not going to pay for it.
You owe us.
Because technically it's an erective surgery.
Oh, there it is.
That didn't take 15 minutes.
Not even.
Is the erection coming up this year? It's in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, win again.
Yep. Hey, Chris, when you tell stories, it's the fucking worst.
I have
just stick to your just stay in your fucking lane. You're funnier there and a lot better podcaster in your lane. Just
can I?
Jesus,
I
want to. Fuck.
I'm going to give our listeners a hot tip real quick.
Hot tip of the week
if
from
someone,
Jason.
Okay, if someone ever asks you, have you heard a train wreck? You can now say, yes, I have.
Yep, that was a train wreck.
About a minute ago.
Yep.
Speaking of Amy Schumer.
Because that's her movie, Train Wreck.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Yep, with LeBron James.
Yep, LeBron James saved that movie. Now, Bill Hader's a fucking genius, that guy.
My two favorite actors are Bill Hader right now, and God damn it.
I can't think of his name, but I love him so much. And he's in The Way, Way Back. He's in Iron Man 2. He's so funny.
John Favreau?
No.
Jesus.
I like that Paco.
From Ant-Man? That guy?
No.
Michael Pena?
No, that's who that is. This guy's the guy from the...
Kevin Spacey.
No. He was the Mexican dude on the show about the Colombian drug lord. What was that called?
That's Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, the Pablo Escobar story. The DEA agent or the CIA agent.
Yes.
The Hispanic guy, Paco.
Sam Rockwell is the guy that I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I love Sam Rockwell.
I'm liking that guy, though. He's in, there was a new movie that came out. It was like number one at Sundance or whatever, and it's a very, I don't know, very low-budget film.
I like low-budget films.
But yeah, it was fun. I rented it, and it was fun.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't remember.
I don't think I've seen I Don't Remember.
Especially with this guy.
Oh, you don't remember like the Space, title.
Or, I don't know.
Space, the Final Frontier?
Spaceballs.
I can't remember that guy's name.
Spacetacular. Space Mountain. Space to the Search for Spice.
That's not him.
Space to the Search for Space.
Space Trek.
Space Wars.
Space Wars, damn it, Chris.
Space Odyssey. 2000.
Robin Hood, the Prince of Space.
That's the one. You got it.
Space Wreck.
Oh, Space and the Furious.
Infinity Space.
Spaceman 2.
Yes. Spaceman 2. Oh. Oh, man.
In Space.
What was the name of that? What was the name of that
Aqua show? Space.
Sicario? No, not Sicario. What was the one on Netflix? What was that show about Pablo Escobar? What was it called?
Space Co. It's called Narcos. Space Co.
Narcos.
Space Co's. Space Ghost, Coast to Coast. That's it, right? The cartoon, Space Guy. He's like, oh, I'm hosting a show with an alien person.
Right, right.
Is it
Pedro Pascal? That's his name. Pedro Pascal.
Oh, he's from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
I voted for him.
You did. Pedro Pascal.
Your mom goes to college.
Space. He's on that Triple Frontier that you love so much.
Napoleon Space Dynamite.
Napoleon Space Dynamite. Hey.
How many movies can we put space in until we just be like, hey, quit that.
Spider-Man into the space reverse.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
Did you guys see the sequel to
Prospect?
Elf in Space?
Prospect. That's the movie.
Oh, Prospect in Space.
Prospect in Space. It's a pretty good movie.
Sons of Space Rookie.
Question, does he find a good prospect?
Spoiler, no.
I wish every title of the movie. That would be a fun game. Everybody can pick a random movie title, and then you have to describe what the title should be about. Because, like, The Fast and the Furious should not be about racing and robbing a bank. So, like, if I say, oh, pick a title of a movie, Legends of the Fall, what would that movie be about? Not what it's about?
Yeah, aliens. Alien world. Kind of like the blue people.
Mr. Meeseeks?
That's the one.
Or The Matrix? Like, what would that be about? Right. Not a computer?
No.
Not plugging yourself into a computer and fighting a bunch of Agent Smiths? God damn, that movie's terrible. First movie was so awesome. It was
a national treasure.
First movie. It was
a national treasure, Jason.
First movie's like one of the greatest things ever made, and the second one is literally a pile of dog shit.
Just garbage.
Weren't those movies about Jesus or something?
How does that happen?
Yeah, Resurrections.
Like, how do you... I don't understand.
Mount Zion.
The first movie is literally the greatest thing ever, and the second one is literally the worst. There's so much convoluted bullshit in there. Like, whoa, what's happened here is you're just like,
it's like Michael Bay got hold of it.
Like raising your hand in the theater. I didn't bring my notebook to take notes.
Oh, but Game of Thrones isn't?
Confused. No, I'm completely straight on that.
Too many people to keep up with. A lot better with a movie than the book.
Well, I would rather keep up with characters as opposed to
ideas.
100 million ideas, and all of a sudden Mr. Smith's a virus and copies himself a million times, and then Neo's the one, but he can stop Sentinels in real life.
Yes.
It's like, what is going on here? When he stops the Sentinels and he's blind.
Right.
Because he gets blinded.
Do the rules apply here, or we just not doing
it? It was so weird. It got so crazy so fast. I was like, what?
Whoa.
And then they start talking about the architect, and then he's in the train station. And like, this is the place between the Matrix and... Then he's not even plugged into the Matrix, but he's in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And then the weird things plug him into the Matrix when he's like got his arms stretched out like Jesus, and they plug him in.
Yeah.
And then they battle in the rain.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And then he dies like Jesus. And they're like, and then Morpheus is like, you he's saved us. He's we the love savior. You, Jesus. I mean, my Morpheus.
I mean,
Neo.
Neo.
And then one of the directors, writers, and creators goes through a sex change. And they're twins. That's real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, now I don't have to watch those two movies because I've never seen them before.
Huh.
Don't. Save yourself the trouble. Dude, so like my family was Matrix. Dude, we watched that movie because when Dad first got his first surround sound, we watched that movie a million times. And that second one came out, everybody in that house was pissed off. Mom was like, should have just ended with this, with him flying off from that phone booth. Now it begins, and he flies off.
Yeah.
We didn't need all this other bullshit. So, sad day. Sorry, Matrix, RIP. And now they're trying to bring it back. Much like this Bill and Ted 3 stuff that everybody's really excited about, but they're bringing death back into it. I hated that second movie, folks. I don't care who gets mad at me. That second Bill and Ted is bullshit. That is a dumb... They play Battleship. You sunk my battleship. That movie is fucking terrible. Have you watched it?
No.
God, no. Chris, I know you have.
Never mind.
No,
never
I haven't.
Mind. That James. Movie is the first one. Fucking terrible.
No.
It is terrible. Go watch. I dare you to watch it. And they're bringing that shit.
If you dare me, do I have
to? Motherfuck, it's the worst thing you've ever seen. Catch you later, Bill and Ted. And they throw them off the cliff, and then they die. And they go to heaven. We got to get back to life. And the Grim Reaper's like, you will play me a game of your choosing. And they play like Clue and Battleship and stuff. He's like, if you beat me, I will bring you back to life. And then they beat him. And then there's aliens. And then there's heaven. I'm not. They talk to God. It is what the fuck. Like, maybe if you're on drugs back then, you were like, this is a good movie. And everybody's so excited.
Back in the 90s.
So excited about this new one. I'm banging around. I'm mad.
I'm throwing my phone.
I'm about to go get the gavel the judge gave me. It's chocolate. It's chocolate.
He did such a good job. He just gave you his gavel.
But fuck, where?
It was a she. Quit being a racist or sexist. Jesus Christ, Chris.
But man, oh it's my God. In the Grim Reaper, he's like, yep, I'm back. And they were like, yeah, he's coming back. I was like,
whew. This is going to be so bad.
It's another one of those things where the first one made sense. It was pretty good. You're like, cool. And the second one was just like,
whew. You guys lost your mind.
Like, what the fuck, man? Ugh. Ugh. Plus, George Carlin was probably the best part of those movies, and he's dead.
That's true.
He knows how to use the F word a million ways.
He was also the train conductor for, what was that? Thomas the Tank Engine?
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's
on the show. Like,
somebody didn't do their venting work.
No, somebody did not vet him.
Nope.
Vet.
Fire.
Vetting. Yeah.
Vetting was harder without the internet. You had to call people.
You had to actually call references.
Oh, you see, I just Googled you. No. It's like, top thing
George Carlin, you are the dirtiest motherfucker
50
out there.
Shades of Jay. You do not get this job, Jay.
Yeah.
Here is you with a butt plug reading 50 Shades of Grey. You I'm are not getting this
really
job.
Glad that nobody can look that up with my name. But you can find it on Atypical's old
YouTube page.
YouTube page.
Jay with the butt plug. Is it in him or is it not? Watch it, find out.
Hell of a fucking teaser, Chris. I'm actually proud of that one.
Turned on by
that's
that.
Nice. That's turned nice.
So earlier you mentioned Shazam. We're going to stay on movies now for a second. Shazam looks kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. It looks kind of funny.
What did Jesse think? You know he saw it.
Jesse enjoyed it. Yeah, because he's Jesse's a DC thing. Fanboy.
That's literally any movie that's a comic book movie he goes and sees immediately.
And I'm like mocking him like he's a DC, but he loves Marvel too. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Jesse's fine. I like it. And I trust his, me and him share a lot of opinions on movies. Like we'll both watch something obscure. And
that dude is super fucking opinionated.
Jesse?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Who no. are you? Who are you? Do you even know him?
I know of him.
He's awesome. You do know Jesse.
Yeah, he's all right. But I'm just kidding. I like Jesse.
Now we're talking shit about you. No, Jesse's cool as hell, and he said that Shazam was good. I sign that. Sign off on it. Let's do it.
I figured it would be. It might be a little gimmicky because of the all the humor that they're trying to play I mean, off a 15-year-old being an adult thing.
That's funny, right?
It is, but I mean, I figured a comic book movie shouldn't be funny. Well, no, Ant-Man was funny. Right?
Yeah, Ant-Man was funny.
Thor
yeah.
Ragnarok was the funniest of Marvel movies.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was hilarious.
We have a Hulk. That wasn't even that movie.
No. That part's not funny at all. Yeah. Thanos destroys the Hulk, and you think the. And then you watch Idris Elba get stabbed.
That's true.
That is not funny at all. And Loki gets his neck broken. Jesus,
I was thinking about the time when Loki gets beat up by the Hulk, gets slammed around.
That's from the first Avengers.
Right, okay.
Ragnarok is where they make lots of jokes every 5 minutes.
Yep, yep.
Or Thor. Thor has progressively got dumber and stronger. It's very weird.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And the Hulk just smashes on the that Rainbow Road.
Yes, he does. Yep. Yes, he does.
It is Rainbow Road.
Thor also just now looks like his dad because of the eye thing.
But he got his eye back. It's a robot eye that Rocket said, you should wash this first before you put it in your eyeball.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So weird. And that's one of those moments where you have two different directors, because the director's like, I want him to lose his eye. I want to advance this character.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one's like, nah, I'm going to give him a robot eye and say, fuck what you did to him.
Because this little raccoon is a badass.
It's so weird. Like, I can't imagine like having a story in your mind where you want something to go and somebody comes in and says,
that was a shit idea, bro.
Yep. Alrighty. That's what's going to happen in this next Star Wars movie. J.J. Abrams is taking back over, and everything that was done in The Last Jedi, which I've never heard of, I don't even know what that movie is, it's all going to be fixed. It's going to be so funny. Oh, Luke's really not dead.
I like J.J. JJ does a good job.
Lens flares, man. Lens flares the best.
No, that's Michael Bay.
Michael Bay's explosions. JJ has lens
flares. Oh, okay.
JJ Abrams does Star Trek, dude. Sorry, Michael Bay does Bad Boys 3, which is also another movie that doesn't need to come that's coming. Martin Lawrence is like fat, out of shape, 39 million year old dude. It's not even funny.
He's in his 50s now.
And I can't stand Will Smith since he's like built up his YouTube page. He's like everywhere.
Really?
Yes.
Is he a motivational speaker now?
He's everywhere, man. I'm like, go away.
His son's a retard.
I guess it was in his Aladdin contract. Hey, you got to be everywhere. Oh, his son's a piece of junk. Daughter, yeah. Too. Our parents free raised us. It's where we do what we want.
With what we want. Look, I'm Jaden Smith.
Yeah. Look at me. No one likes your Karate Kid movie or your rap album. This has gotten terrible, okay? So, but Captain Marvel has been out for 3 weeks. It's already made almost $1 billion. Go see it. It's awesome. And I am going to see Shazam. I'm excited about it. Google's coming out with its own console. Chris, do you know anything about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yep. It's a streaming thing.
Of course it is.
Which will be interesting if you can stream your Google games that you already paid for. If you can stream them on your TV and play them, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's called a phone. They just came out with a phone, didn't they?
Super negative today.
Just go play, and then it plays on your phone, on your TV, and then your phone's your controller.
Pretty sure that's a possibility.
Yeah.
That's part of it. I think that's part of it, but yeah, there's going to be a controller you can get for it too, though, and everything should be. We'll see what happens. They already got companies going to make exclusives for this service, So you're so you're gonna get some big party exclusives for it. I hate that word, man. That word is ruining fucking everything these days.
Exclusives?
Yeah, because Apple just launched their TV service, $9.99 a month. They're gonna have their own shows now.
Oh.
But they're like, oh, it's not gonna be just for the iPhone. It's coming on Roku and everything. Yeah. You can pay for Apple's. I'm like, no, I can't, because I can't pay any more fucking TV services.
Yeah, I'm done.
Hey guys, guess what? I cut cable. Cool. How much was that? $150. Now I have 17 streaming services, $9 each. I pay $200. I'm saving so much money.
Yeah. Hey, we should start a company that consolidates all of them, and then people just pay us for access to it at like a bundle.
Now's the time, bruh. Yep. It's there. It is there. It is waiting. And you could get a discount. You could reach out to those companies and be like, hey, I'm going to get these people to bundle it. Save $3. Save $3. Yep. Save $3. It's coming.
And our dumbass generation would be like, great idea. Let's fucking do it.
Yep.
And then they're paying for cable again.
Same shit.
And then we become a cable provider.
It's so dumb. The whole thing is getting messed up. It was such a great idea when you had one. Even two I can deal with. But when you've got 7 or 8, it's like...
More than that, man. Yeah. There's a bunch of off-brand ones that nobody knows about.
DC. The DC has their own. Nobody even really knows that. It's out there. DC really? Has like 3 or 4 shows that you can watch on their DC streaming service that are really cool. They have a you know, the Teen Titans?
Teen Titan Go.
Well, they have a show that's like live action where it's adult. And like Robin said, fuck Batman. Yeah. Hmm. And it looks cool. It's real dark, real heavy. I was like, oh, I'd like to watch this. And then it was like, sign up for DC now. And I was like, no.
No, I don't like DC.
It's like, I can't afford that. But they're smart because they bundled their comics, too. So if you pay $10 a month, you can read the comics and watch the TV.
Oh.
And they got all the cartoons on there, which DC does great cartoons, man. I love DC cartoons.
Nice.
Got them all on there. But yeah, it's just, and the Apple launched theirs. And I would love, Michael, on your next Casually Late, if you'd like to throw in some thoughts about that and the Apple credit card that was announced 2 days ago. It's going to be a digital and physical credit card, so you can Apple Pay with it,
right?
Or swipe it.
Your phone?
It's not a phone.
Oh, the card.
It's an actual card. You don't even have to have a phone to use it. That's some
okay
dark.
Okay.
Them trackers. I'd love to
taking over the world.
It's crazy, man. I'm like, holy crap! You got this digital card. It's like we're getting close, man. Just having a microchip. Bam.
That's the mark of the beast. Everybody knows that. Everybody. If you're 5'5", I'm 6'6".
Yeah. That's a Slipknot song.
Oh.
But I'm pretty stoked about that now.
We're stoked about the beast. Stoked about the mark of the beast.
Bring it, bro.
Can't
let's
wait.
Arm wrestle. But yeah, the credit card. I don't know. I'd love to hear what an Apple fan thinks of the credit card and the streaming service. And it doesn't come free with a $1,500 phone you bought.
No, because then they don't make more money.
So tired of it. And streaming services are just oof. And they get one or two properties that you really want to watch, and then you're kind of just screwed. I can't stand that CBS has Star Trek.
I know.
I love Star Trek, and I cannot bring myself to pay for it.
No. Well, I heard the show, so I watched the first episode. They played the first episode on regular TV.
That was brave. I knew better.
It was badass. Like, oh. It was super good, like quality.
Yep.
Quality. And then I heard, like, the second episode, it went to, like, what was that one with Seth MacFarlane?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it went to, like, that quality. Like, they just went, we're going to blow it out on this first one to get people involved. And then it just went to dog shit.
Damn.
And people paid for it.
Well, what's her name? It's from Walking Dead. She's the captain.
Sasha from The Walking
Dead.
Thank
you. Yeah. Which, speaking of The Walking Dead, this last week, holy shit, that's all I can say. It was worse than Negan beating somebody with the bat.
Really?
100 times worse.
Wow.
I know y'all aren't watching or fans of it. Go home and Google it. Just Google last week's ending scene and see what happens to you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was...
Richard dies?
Made you go, oh. No, Daryl's still alive. Fucking piece of shit. Boondock Saint. I'm not even going to pretend to know that Catholic prayer that they do. I was about to try. Off
the fathers. Shepherds, we shall be.
Good on knowing your limits.
Yep, not Catholic. Although I've wanted to be Catholic my whole life because I'd love to just break the law and go say a couple Hail Marys and be like, I'm good, bro.
It's true.
Be the best. What'd you do? Killed 37 people. Say 27 Hail Marys. You're good. Thanks, man.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Pay your way into heaven.
Best religion ever. Do whatever you want. Just tell the priest. He'll clear you up. You're good. It's like a...
The rest of the religions believe that all you have to do is repent and ask forgiveness to God directly. You don't even have to ask a priest. But I guess it's easier to ask a priest, and then he just goes, yeah, cool. And
it'd
then
just be cool you hear it. Being able to say that you did something bad. Like, there's stuff that I've never told anybody I did.
Let's talk about that. Let's get into the dark corners of Jason.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And the, you know,
how long has it been since your last confession, my son?
37 minutes. When I walked out of the church, when I walked out of the church earlier, I killed somebody.
Oh,
that was so funny. I just did a figure eight. I walked out of the church, killed somebody, came right back in here to tell you, Father. I have a problem. What's that? I like to kill people.
Preemptive forgiveness. There you go.
I like to sentence 4-year-olds to death for stealing Smarties. That's what we call full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
Boom. That is full circle.
Yo, I have a good afternoon, good night, good evening, whatever the it is you're doing, and we will see you next week. Also, Dirk is confirmed. We're going to be bringing him back. So, Dirk, the beginning of the intro, that guy, he's coming back. We love him. He is destroying the rugby world. They, like, killed last weekend.
He's got a weird voice.
Ready for
I've never met this guy.
So, apparently, Jay and Dirk need to meet.
Yep.
Y'all can do a scrum together.
No, that's physical activity. I don't do that.
I thought I didn't do physical activity, but I won a basketball tournament today and got myself some money. Thank you, work.
Nice.
It's like I'm 35 years old. I can't do this. Win. It was a game of horse.
Oh, okay. It was. Okay.
Nothing more than that, but I still won.
Right.
After breaking people's ankles.
So after getting third place in my ping pong, I got first place in horse. So I'm moving on up, dude. I'll just.
To the east side.
Love it. Love it. But thank you guys, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
This is the GOAT wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.